There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Most listened to a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
We are here at your service, ladies and gentlemen, waiting for those phone calls. Manny's manning the phones at 800-228-0550. You can also call locally in Bismarck, Mandan at 258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our email address, Todd loves your text, 701-226-8503. This hour is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to answer your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. Anything that you want to ask him, you certainly can. So take advantage of it. It's a wonderful opportunity. We're going to talk about a couple of things that came up last hour, specifically related to Planned Parenthood and what we know now from these videos and what can be done in Congress. I also have a question about the highway funding bill, because there's been a dispute about that between Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate, mainly between Republicans, honestly, in the House and the Senate. So we'll chat about that today, too, on the program. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which you can find out more about at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Information is power in these days. Not rely on anybody else to tell you what to think or how to think or put their analysis or their spin on it. And the SecureEnergyFuture.org website that this coalition has put together, I believe, is really important to give you the information you need to know to defend coal as part of the all-of-the-above energy policy, because there's a war on coal. And we need, as consumers who enjoy cheap electricity, reliable electricity, maybe business owners, that ultimately rely on affordable electricity to power our businesses, our manufacturing plants. This is something we need to pay attention to. The proposed carbon regulation changes, the things that the government would want to do, will have an impact on you, on your pocketbook. You can find out how much you'll pay by going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. You can find out how to take action and tell your elected officials how important coal is. I did this myself. It actually gives you a chance to do this, and it goes to all the legislators, as well as your congressional delegation and state officials. So it really is an easy little tool that you're saying, hey, this is important to me. So, and also the latest news. So find that all at SecureEnergyFuture.org, and thanks to the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future for standing up for a very important issue to us as North Dakotans, to enhancing, to preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, so that we have affordable and reliable energy for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. I just got a note from a Purple Heart recipient that he and his son are going to be joining us on the Twins Fun Bus. So now I'm giving you another reason I don't want to hop aboard the Twins Fun Bus and see the Twins take on the Texas Rangers 2 weeks from tomorrow. You'll be traveling with a hero. Yeah, that's right. My buddy Rusty Ort said, hey, I'm going to bring Jaden. Can we come along? You got two seats left? You bet, by golly. For sure. Is that great or what? And if you've not met Rusty yet on his tours across North Dakota, it'd be a good opportunity for you to come along. He is a great American, a great hero, and does a lot of good work. So that's fun that he's joining us on the Twins Fun Bus. All right, let's get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here he is, folks, Congressman Kevin Cramer, live and direct from Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill. Hello, sir. How are you? Welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Great to be back. And, yes, I'm here on Capitol Hill, as I like to call it, the concrete swamp. It is very sticky and muggy in Washington right now.
Windy here, muggy there, and we just talked to Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber. He was in Montana meeting with a bunch of his colleagues, said it was snowing there. So we have kind of bizarre weather. Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
A little strange, that's for sure.
Strange.
I want to start with Planned Parenthood, because now there's a third video out since we've talked last.
Yeah.
And obviously we've had a chance to, get arms around the story a little more. And I also understand there was a, correct me if I'm wrong, but a battle in the Senate with the leadership and some members who wanted to move rather quickly on action to defund Planned Parenthood by defunding, at least take away taxpayer dollars.
Yes.
I'm almost thinking that's small ball. I mean, this stuff is sick that's going on. I mean, should these people just be flat out shut down altogether? We know it's illegal activity. You've told us that before. We know they're funding it with taxpayer dollars, but I'm getting to the point now to say, how does an entity like this even continue to exist? What is the plan, at least on the House side?
Sure. So defunding is, of course, always the plan on the House side as well as the Senate side. It's a little easier for us, as you know. We have, first of all, we don't have the 60% threshold that the Senate has. And we've been pretty successful with the Hyde Amendment and things like that to prevent federal funding of abortions. And in this particular case of Planned Parenthood, of course, money being fungible, they're able to take federal funds for other activities that allows them to free up their own money to perform abortions. So, you know, our tact now is to remove all federal funding. Whether or not we can shut them down, here's the legal hitch that I see and I understand, and I think a lot of, you know, strong pro-life people are struggling with this, and that is that while they technically don't sell body parts, they say free just cover the shipping and handling, sort of like the second set of, you know, knives on TV. You know, the shipping and handling differs depending on which organ you want, by the way, an intact heart or an intact liver or just some tissue, you know, that as they callously make their pitch like carnival barkers at a fair. And so you know, they have this legal loophole. So Scott, getting back to the politics of the legal or the legislative solution, we'll do all of those things. We'll have these discussions. We'll have these debates to try to defund with federal dollars and all that. The silver lining, if there is anything in this, and I probably have said it on this show before, but if there is any silver lining, if there's any good to be found in this evil, it's the revelation to not just to Congress, but to the general public of just how barbaric the abortion industry is and how callous the perpetrators are. And to me, this is the social injustice of our time. And I don't think I can be overly dramatic, quite frankly. You know, the motto, abortion should be rare and safe, that was when this whole thing began, right? You know, after Roe v. Wade and all that, and rare and safe and pro-choice have transitioned the whole movement to, you know, where they're now sipping red wine and eating salad while discussing procedures to crush a skull and keeping the high demand organs like the heart and the livers intact so that they can negotiate a high price so that the, you know, the head of the organization can get a Lamborghini. That's where we've come. And I don't think it's a stretch, Scott, to say that this is the same strategy that a German once used in the 1930s to desensitize German Christians to the idea that burning Jews wasn't so terrible. You know, they started out burning ideas, burning books, and, you know, and before long they're burning an entire race. And the church sort of stepped back and said, yeah, we need to get along with, you know, the establishment. And so, you know, if I sound a bit overly dramatic, I don't think you can be overly dramatic in this case.
I actually welcome it. You know, I said the same thing about Mike Huckabee's comments, where everybody was feeing outrage over his comments. You know, obviously a different issue. You're talking about Iran, but liking it as you have to the horrors of the Holocaust. We need to wake up, don't we? I mean, that's what I'm actually thankful for in the expose of these videos is that, you know, I don't know how you can't awaken to this horror after seeing and hearing this, and we've sort of been lulled to sleep. That's a dangerous place to be.
It is a dangerous place to be. You know, complacency is the enemy in many cases, and then the failure to do something about it, you know, is participating in it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was the great martyr of the Lutheran tradition in Germany at the time, was so frustrated with the church. You know, he once said that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And so, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of us are feeling empowered, I guess, with this information. The fact that the enemy themselves are justifying it by suggesting that somehow the people who did the videos are the bad people because they, you know, because they caught them on camera saying, you know, how they really feel about things, it just shows you how far we've slipped. The fact that leadership in the Democratic Party in Washington is trying to target, you know, the investigators rather than, you know, rather than the criminals in this case. It tells you that the political strength of this movement has gotten to the point where people are willing to ignore the obvious, and that's frightening. That said, I think the general public, the trend is just exactly the other way. I mean, you know, when ultrasound started becoming a part of, you know, of a prenatal diagnosis, we started seeing what a preborn human life looks like. And I think ever since that time, and as things have perfected and modern science has progressed, our country's become more pro-life because, of course, the fact that it's a life has become more clear to people. And the fact that life, you know, can exist outside the womb much earlier than people thought has helped make the case.
All right, folks, if you have a question or comment on these or any other topics, they're welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Call us at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring a former Hudson Company ranch north of Medora with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, and with us today on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer, as he is each and every week with an hour-long talk radio town hall to take your questions and or comments, and they're welcome today, as always, at 800-228-0550. When you call, you have an option to press 1 and leave a message with your question or comment. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air either way. You can also email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-252- 7012268503, rather. 7012268503, if you'd like to text Todd. Before we go back to Congressman Kramer, I do need to tell you about my friends at Polar Silver Center. And they have $15 million worth of parts in their inventory at Polar Silver Center. That's 20,000 SKUs. There's not a tank part they don't have at Polar Silver Center. Simply stated, they have what you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose. They have Silver Centers in Kildare, Billings, soon in Williston. And they have the tank parts you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics. You're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. If you need to push water or vacuum water onto your trailer, they have the pump for that and the hose to carry it through. They do a collision repair with a full fab shot in Billings as well. And that Kildare location delivers to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, and Minot. Give Josh a call. He'll take care of you. And remember, they have a tank wash, both locations. And if you mention my name, they'll give you $100 off that first tank wash at Polar Silver Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or exit 452 or 455 on the north side of I-90 in Billings. All right, 21 past the hour, and Peggy in Bismarck has a question or comment for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Peggy.
Yes, I was just going to thank Congressman Kramer for mentioning Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I read his book, and it is true how hard he tried to get the churches, he was a Lutheran pastor, and Catholic churches and others in Germany to just understand what he was trying to tell them, and it was to no avail. He was just heartbroken. A young man, 43 years old, was executed 40-some days before the war ended in 1945. And in a speech that Pope Benedict had given a few years ago when he was still Pope, he used to call him Saint Dietrich Bonhoeffer. So it kind of
tells you. I can get emotional, Peggy, listening to you talk about it, because anybody that hasn't really studied the history of that time and studied specifically what Bonhoeffer was doing as a Lutheran clergyman, I mean, he was extremely frustrated, but he could see in the very, very early stages of Hitler's reign what was coming, and others just didn't believe it would get to that. And the problem with that is that they just became more and more desensitized till finally the bishop was the Führer's handpicked person. And that's what happens when we fall asleep or when we accept this incremental slide backwards. I'm all for incremental progress the right direction, but incrementally sliding backwards is a slippery slope, and that's what happened. But, yeah, thanks for that, Peggy.
Yeah, it's another proof that people don't pay attention when they should be. So that was my comment.
Thank you.
Peggy, appreciate the call. We had a call earlier that wanted us to ask you whether or not you agreed this should be used as a rallying point for the party, saying, you know, there's sort of a split on whether or not social issues should be, whether or not Republicans should focus on social issues or whether that's a detriment to the voter today or whatever. And he was saying, you know, what happened with Planned Parenthood now gives you a great opportunity to focus on efforts as a party to take this on. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think the party, I guess I do agree with it, but I'd say the party has been pretty firm on the pro-life issue for forever. I mean, this has been a consistent position of the Republican Party. How you approach it, people may differ, and understandably so. And, you know, one of the problems in the early pro-life movement, of course, was when Ronald Reagan was, the classic example of this, when we had the opportunity to roll back some of the pro-choice and pro-abortion laws, the pro-life movement didn't want to because they didn't go far enough. This is what I'm talking about. Incremental progress is one thing. Incremental sliding is the other. And sometimes we let perfect become the enemy of good enough, or at least progress good, and that's the wrong thing. So we've made our mistakes over the years as well, but the party has largely been pro-life. But I actually think, as I said earlier, things like ultrasound and now, of course, this especially, this is why the country's become more pro-life over time, not less pro-life. So I would say that on this particular issue, on the pro-life issue, that yes, there's an opportunity for the party to be bold, because frankly, Scott, there are a lot of people, a lot of complacent voters out there in the vast middle that aren't that well informed on some of these issues. And if there's a party that stands up for them, you can either win some people over that might be on the other side of the political aisle, and certainly win some people more in the middle that have perhaps been apathetic up to this point.
Rapid City, South Dakota is where Ken's at calling for you. Go ahead, Ken, for Congressman Kramer.
Thank you. Hi, Congressman. Thank you, sir. I got a question for you. As a precinct man, a guy who goes to a convention every year as a delegate, does a lot of groundwork work to get people reelected. This year's going to be totally different. People are going to ask us why, because under total Republican leadership, Obama's agenda has just gone smoking through. Now, I need some help here. What incentive are we going to have to get people to get out there to vote, sir? They're really down on the Republicans. Give me your opinion, please.
Well, the first thing I say is remember that Barack Obama is a Democrat. He's not a Republican. And it does get sometimes frustrating that Republicans get blamed for the fact that a Democrat was elected to the White House twice in a row. But here's a few bright spots that I would just reiterate off the top of my head. Under Republican leadership, even with Barack Obama in the White House, we have a balanced budget for the first time in several years. We've reduced the budget, literally reduced the expenditures 4 years in a row for the first time since the Korean War. We just passed the most pro-life legislation in the history of the United States Congress in the House of Representatives. We cut the EPA by a third just since Republicans have been in the House. And that's literally, I'm not talking about future growth. I'm talking about FTEs have been cut back to pre, if you can imagine this now, Bill Clinton years. The IRS, we've cut $300 million. We've restored local control of education in legislation, both in the House and the Senate, under this president. We had the first entitlement reform in 20 years in helping Medicare be more sustainable well into the future with conservative points. But here's the thing I'd point to the most, Ken. Under the oversight of the U.S. House of Representatives under Republican control, things like the VA scandal have been uncovered. The IRS targeting of conservative groups. If it were not for Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and the Oversight Committee in the House of Representatives, we wouldn't even know that the IRS was targeting Tea Party groups and conservative groups. We wouldn't know about the Benghazi cover-ups if it weren't for the Republicans in the House. We wouldn't know about Fast and Furious. We wouldn't even know about the countrywide scandal that really pushed Kent Conrad, our former Democratic senator, out of office if it weren't for the House Oversight Committee. So I know people always want more, and I get that. I want more, too. But the progress that has been made and the things we've been able to stop with Barack Obama in the White House, I think should be what people focus on and what you should be able to convince delegates, hey, elections do matter. Because remember, when Barack Obama had Democrat control of the House and the Senate for 2 years, he got Obamacare and he got Dodd-Frank. And we are paying a horrible, horrible price for that.
Short break. Ken, if you have a follow-up, we can do it on the other side of the break. Then we'll head to Valley City next and have some off-air calls, too, as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're never going to get a better night's sleep than with my pillow. How do I know that? I sleep on one. I can say it for sure. And I tell you, it is a great product. Minnesota made. Every part of that pillow is made in the USA. They don't import anything. I love the fact that it started with a guy in Minnesota, by the way, who was at a lot of North Dakota and South Dakota fairs. And hearing from a lot of folks about, you know, snoring and neck aches and all kinds of things. And the amount of ailments that this thing has helped is just incredible. Check out MyPillow.com, and you'll find examples of all the testimonials of folks that have raved about how great this pillow is. And snoring is the one that's helped the most with yours truly. But it has a 10-year warranty. So you're going to have this thing for a long time, and it's going to cost you pennies a night for great sleep. 800-506-9028 to get yours, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you'll get the two-for-one deal off the original classic pillow, savings of 50%. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Chad in Fargo. I'm sorry, Valley City is where we're going to go next, then Chad. So, Chad, you're on deck. Bob in Valley City. What's on your mind,
Bob? I'm a little confused on this balanced budget that the United States government has a balanced budget, and it's because of Republicans.
Well, the Republicans, we passed a balanced budget resolution this year. The House did, and then the Senate did, and then we actually reconciled the differences between the two, so that we have a budget. We have, for the first time, I don't know how many years, but many years, that we actually have a balanced budget resolution that the Congress operates under. So,
okay, that's
having a reconciled balanced budget is huge because, of course, that governs the rules of appropriations going forward.
Well, I have to disagree with that. The thing that I'm trying to get across is we sent the United States people, citizens sent a big message the last election about Obamacare and about the border, and the Republicans have done nothing. And it's just unconscionable that, you know, you say the Republicans have always paid $300 million there, $300 million here. That really is really nothing compared to the promises that everybody from Boehner to McConnell, you and everybody that was reelected this last time or is in position of power. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to take care of the border situation. And you've done nothing. And you say, well, we can't do it because that darn Senate, we don't have 60 votes. We don't have what we need. What the Republican Party needs to do is hijack Pelosi and Reid to come on our side for about 2 years, straighten everything out, and then jump back over to Democrats, because those two people get things done.
And our people,
let me ask you a question,
are you going to vote to get rid of Boehner?
Well, there's not going to be a vote to get rid of John Boehner. But let me ask you about the things that Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi have gotten done. Can you point to one?
Obamacare?
Okay, when they were in the majority and had the presidency. But I'm talking about you want them to become switch sides so they can get something done. But tell me, since Republicans have controlled the House and the Senate, give me something that Harry Reid and or Nancy Pelosi have gotten done.
Well, the Republicans haven't been able to get rid of Obamacare. They blocked that. They haven't been able to stabilize the border.
Okay, now you just made the point. They've been able to block what we've done. So, well, we've overturned Obamacare many times, even just since I've been in the House of Representatives.
Those are just symbolic votes, and you know it. They don't mean anything. There's been 100 votes on getting rid of Obamacare.
That's how you do it.
We've got rid of Obamacare, but you don't follow through with it. They did it without one Republican vote.
They're not symbolic votes. The government shut down once over defunding of Obamacare. You might have forgotten that.
It didn't do a bit of good, did it? Exactly. That's my point.
That's the point. It didn't do a bit of good
because Boehner lost his courage. He didn't stand up to him. And he said, oh, gosh, we can't do it. That's where you're wrong, Bob.
Obamacare continued to be funded because it is mandatory spending. Just like Social Security and Medicare, it's mandatory spending. So it takes changing the law to not fund it. And to change the law, the president has to be willing to sign
the law. Why did you guys come out and tell the American people and say, if you vote us in, we're going to get rid of Obamacare.
But we oppose Obamacare. We vote continuously to oppose Obamacare. We voted to defund Obamacare. But as long as you guys keep electing Barack Obama president, the Republicans in the Congress there are three branches, and the president will veto every one of those bills.
Harry Reid will filibuster every one of those bills.
So you need to talk to Senate Democrats and stop electing Barack Obama president.
We're kind of going in circles here, Bob, but I appreciate your passion. Appreciate your call. We're going to keep rolling. Full bank of calls. Emailer from Dorothy on the export-import bill says, I read on the Internet that Senator John Hoeven and some other senators who I admire voted yes on this bill. Please explain why this would be a good bill to pass.
Okay. Is she referring to the export-import bank?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably. Okay. So the Export-Import Bank is a bank that there are roughly 60 countries that have some export bank or some banking mechanism that allows businesses, small and large, it's usually a backstop type of sort of like our Bank of North Dakota, institution that assists in the export of goods and services. A lot of North Dakotans use it. A lot of our defense contractors use it. A lot of our manufacturers, especially in the agriculture space, utilize Export-Import Bank. The United States has a very modest bank compared to most of the other countries. So what it does is it provides a tool that 59 or so of our competitors also have. I'm not a big fan of the Export-Import Bank per se, but I will tell you until all of our competitors get rid of one, we probably need to have one. I will also tell you that it also provides, it also presents a profit. So it turns about, I forget, $1.5 billion or so dollars per year back to the Treasury in profits. So it's a pretty good bargain in that sense. There's some concern about it, being viewed as sort of a corporate tool, government tool for corporations. But again, when you're dealing in the global marketplace, we don't get to set all of the rules of engagement. Obviously, our competitors do as well. So I'm actually co-sponsor of an Export-Import Bank reform bill, which I think is better than the Senate version in that it has about 30 reforms that target the use of the Export-Import Bank more at small industries, not so much, Boeing and GE, and more at, the North Dakota type of companies that use it. Much more transparency, make it the lender of last resort. Just, target it a little bit more refined so it's not quite so broad.
All right, Chad and Fargo's up next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hey, Chad. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you.
You do a very good job. You guys have a very tough job down there with everything. But how in the world is Barack Obama getting away with just basically out of the blue? He just makes the rules and makes decides to give people money and then he's apologizing for you guys in Congress. And one more thing, that Iranian deal will kill our friends, the Israelis. This is not a good deal. And is there any way you guys stop this guy?
So here's a great point, and thank you for all of that. We'll start with the Iranian deal. The best chance we have is to – I'm a co-sponsor of a resolution to disapprove. There's hundreds of them already, and I think we'll pass it rather easily in the House and probably in the Senate. The challenge will come, will there be enough Democrats willing to vote to override the president's veto on the Iran deal? And that's questionable. Even though 367 House members, including me, sent a letter to the president outlining our conditions for the deal, and he hasn't met any of them. And in fact, he added some things that are worse. And I won't go through all the details now, but I can if you'd like. But so what's going to happen, Chad, is during the August recess, when members are back home, they're going to have to hear from their own constituents on this issue. And it is, you know, it is time for a lot of people, especially friends of Israel that are Democratic leaning, and most of them are, it is time for them to hold these guys accountable and let them know how they feel. So that's one of the big ones. With regard to some of the other stuff, the rules and whatnot, I don't know if you've seen the latest, you guys, on the Waters of the U.S. rule, but it was revealed this week that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers technical staff opposed the Waters of the U.S. rule that they have to enforce, and warned the EPA and the White House that they have done that they've been shoddy and incompetent in their analysis of the Waters of the U.S. rule, and so now that's haunting the president. So, we've defunded that as well now a couple of years in a row, the enforcement of it. But in order to turn it back, we're probably going to have a court case that better be ruled upon very soon.
Well, I hope you do. Something. You do a very good job down there. Unfortunately, Boehner and McConnell need to start listening to the American people and make sure that they basically understand it's our money that they're playing with, and not the rules of games of Washington.
Yeah, appreciate
the
that.
Call. Appreciate
one of the issues regarding what money, and I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but, you know, we have actually cut the deficit under Republican leadership with a Democratic president. We've cut the deficit by about $1 trillion just in the last few years. So we are making pretty nice progress on that. But until we get to balance, the actual balance on the appropriation side, in which we will get to in a few years based on the budget, until we deal with the big issues on the mandatory spending side, the debt will continue to increase, and that's the bigger problem even than the deficit. We've got the deficit getting pretty close, but the debt is out of control.
All right, Kevin and Fargo's on deck here, but I have an off-air call that asked. I'm going to ask this quickly because we have a minute left here, about Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, blocking a plan to vote on the defunding of Planned Parenthood in the Senate. Now, I realize that's the Senate. You probably got your hands full watching the House, but why would he do that?
I don't know, Scott, and I'm not familiar with the story. I think there's some story tied to Senator Paul wanting to attach defunding to the highway bill. Might be, you know, it's possible that Senator McConnell didn't, you know, just thought the highway bill was too difficult to do that with. Although I think that, you know, must pass legislation is not a bad place to put big bold things. On the other hand, of course, the Senate bill is not going to be taken up by the House. They're going to be confronted with our bill here shortly, I believe. But so I just don't know enough about it other than you know, some weird Senate rule thing. But I would certainly hope Senator McConnell would allow a vote on defunding Obamacare, even if it has to be straight up or down vote
defunding
on record.
Planned Parenthood, not Obamacare.
I'm sorry, on Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Exactly. How soon on the House doing the Planned Parenthood defunding? You anticipate?
Oh, that'll come up probably shortly after we get back in September.
Got it. All right, more coming up with Congressman Kevin Cramer after a short timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Minnesota Twins have everyone talking, so let's join the fun. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hinnon from What's On Your Mind. Loading up the microphones and heading to the Twin Cities early, 7 a.m. Thursday morning, August 13th. Sitting in great seats behind home plate, comfortable ride down there, just $129 for your seat and your trip.
and a hotel room in Fargo for $100 too. Call now to get your seat, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com. Brought to you by Dave Miller's Remax Realty.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We're gonna win, win, we're gonna win.
Hey, we're loading up the What's On Your Mind fun bus and heading for the Twin Cities for Twins baseball. Come aboard the bus. I'll be there. We'll do the show live on our way down to the Twin Cities. We'll be Fargo Thursday morning, August 13th. Great seats behind home plate. $129 for your tickets and your ride. Add $100 and you get a hotel room in Fargo before or after as well. Come on and join us. Dave Noah's Remax Realtors, our fine sponsor for the Twins fun bus. August 13th, call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
They got the parts and accessories to keep my wheels looking good and running well, right? Engines, wind, everything for engines, windshields, bumpers. I mean, you name it. Heatalls has it. And for the stuff not on the shelf, they can get it for you in their warehouse. So it usually comes overnight. They have something else, though, at Heatalls. They have the people. Very good people. Like Kurt Knutson on Glendive. As one example, if you get out to Glendive, they have a machine shop there, by the way, and the parts. And, Kurt's a great story on Glendive because he'd done business in the store there for like four decades, knew the folks, knew everybody there through the years, and then said, hey, when I retire, my other job, I want to work here. And so he was a customer. Now he's on the other side of the counter and loves doing what he's doing. They They do engine boring, head repairs, engine rebuilds, anything like that in the machine shop. And, of course, can get the parts delivered wherever they have, traveling in the entire region around there. He, by the way, has got some muscle cars. 70 Dodge Challenger RT. We talked about that one. Copper in color. Nice one. Got a 64 Impala Super Sport. And loves to show them, loves to drive them. So make sure you say hi when you're in Glendive at the Heedals location next to Kirk Knutson and the team there. Heedals has it, the parts, but also great people. All right, let's see who's up next. Kevin DeFargo's gone, but we have Ken and Moorhead with a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Ken. Congressman Kramer, the taxpayers have been subsidizing Planned Parenthood for many years, I take it.
Yes.
I'm just curious as to why they don't subsidize the other choices that, you know, that we have, like First Choice or Birthright.
There's no question, and I'm not so sure that they don't provide some funding for faith-based organizations that might provide services such as, counseling and prenatal. They very well might. They certainly do through certain medical programs and, you know, faith-based hospitals and clinics, things like that. So I wouldn't dare say that they absolutely don't under any circumstance. Because frankly, organizations like that provide an assistance that the government would otherwise have to provide in many situations. And that's why I always say charity deserves the kinds of protections and IRS protections and deductions, because they actually replace the need for government. So I wouldn't dare say for sure that they don't, Ken. That'd be
okay. I'm just curious as to how that all even got started with Planned Parenthood.
Well, because Planned Parenthood disguises itself, and it. Let me back up. Planned Parenthood provides other services besides abortion services. While that is what they're most famous for, it's what they do with the greatest amount of zeal. And while they have really been a tool not only for performing abortions and steering people toward abortions, they've really become the industry, and they've become the promoters of the industry, not just safe abortions, but frequent. And so, but they provide other services to women that are important, like breast cancer screening and things like that.
Minuscule, though. I mean, a very small part of what they ultimately deliver. I saw a stat the other day: 98% of moms leave Planned Parenthood without their baby. So
right.
I don't know what part of parenthood they're missing, but a big part of it.
Right.
They're poorly named.
That's exactly right. People don't go there and get counsel to keep their baby. I guarantee you that.
So to Ken's point, I mean, is this a controversial vote or is this a no-brainer?
It's not controversial for me. I have voted to defund Planned Parenthood plenty of times, and will every time. No, I don't think that it is. I think that, politically, that's what they're going to come back at you with, is the other 2% of the things they do that, whether it's, again, whether it's cancer screening or other prenatal screening or care, pregnancy care. But all of it is designed to lead people toward an abortion.
Appreciate the call, Ken. We have a couple of emails, and I'm going to try and summarize the questions related to the highway funding bill. Is there a rift between the Senate and the House right now on what how to fund highways? Does the Senate want to do it for longer than the House wants to do it? And,
So I think that rift has pretty well been settled, largely by just the timing. So the original rift was that the Senate had a six-year highway bill, 3 years of it funded, the other 3 years just authorization, and we'd have to work on the funding. And when they were talking about that early last week, or maybe even toward the end of the week before, I was all for them doing that and getting it to us in a timely manner so that we as a House could look at the bill. But it's over 1,000 pages long. There might be some problems in it. I don't doubt that there are. One of the controversial issues, for example, Scott, is to help pay for part of it is draining, I think, $9 billion, selling off $9 billion worth of the oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I don't have a problem with that, frankly, as long as we can lift the export ban at the same time, but flooding our market with more of our own oil I don't think is a great idea. But so there were things like that that were problematic, but I would have still liked to have seen the whole bill. The House had previously passed a five-month extension that would allow the next few months time for a longer-term bill. I applaud, frankly, the Senate and Mitch McConnell for trying to tackle the long-term bill sooner. I'm tired of false deadlines that we create for ourselves. It's like, you know, it's like being married, and every Christmas Eve, you come to the realization you forgot to get your spouse a gift, as though you didn't know that the next day was going to be Christmas. It happens every year. So I'm not a big fan of self-imposed deadlines and kicking the can down the road. That said, I think we've now settled on a 3-month extension, but then a long-term bill after that.
Got it. So the debate on the longer term will come.
Yep,
we are out of time, folks. Never enough time. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Dan in Fargo and Sally in Grand Forks, David in Barnes County. Call earlier next week and we'll get you in there. And Congressman Kramer, thank you.
Good calls, though. Thank you.
Yeah, all good calls. Good emails, everything. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hinman talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.